WABC, New York. Welcome from the 45,000 Texaco dealers who serve you with Fire Chief, the gasoline that provides police car pickup, ambulance speed, fire engine power, passenger car economy. And now we present the man who put the government on the air, His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Hello, James. Well, how are the reports on the way we put the government on the air last week?
Well, there's a lot of telegrams. Here's one from Postmaster General James Farley.
Yeah?
Read it, Eddie.
It says, Dear Mayor Cantor, we were planning to have you run for president in 1940, but since hearing the way you put the government on the air, I suggest you start running right now.
Oh, gee, Eddie, Farley sure put one over on you.
Yes, he did.
Pardon me. I want to speak to Mayor Cantor.
Well, I'm Mayor Cantor. What is it that you want?
I want to tell you what a great job you did in putting the government on the air.
Please, Jimmy? Yeah.
And although you overlooked our branch of the government, we want you to know our doors are always open to you.
Thanks, mister. What branch of the government do you represent?
Alcatraz Prison.
Yep. All right. That's a fine thing to say to a taxpayer. You know, on March the 15th, I must remember Uncle Sam's birthday.
Wait a minute. March 15th is the government's birthday?
Yep. Cantor must send many happy returns of the day. Woohoo!
You know, Eddie, your jokes and the income tax have much in common.
Well, how is that?
They're no laughing matter.
Oh, yeah, no laughing matter. Stop. Stop trying to be funny, Jimmy. I don't mind, but Jimmy,
yes?
Listen to that couple laughing hysterically at that terrible joke you just told. I'm glad somebody thinks you're good.
Well, they've always thought me good, Eddie. They're my mother and father.
Your mother and father?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you tell me they were here? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet two of the nicest people I've ever known. Jimmy's mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. James Wallington Sr. Here they are. Make them get up. Come on, get up, get up. Come up here. Come on. Jack, play a little music. Come on, Jack. Play a little music. Come on, Jack. Mr. and Mrs. Wallington, you know it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Eddie.
Well, Eddie Cantor, we're sure happy to be here. Gosh, I bet the folks back home are listening in are surprised to hear my voice.
Well, say something to them. Go ahead, go on.
Well, really, I don't know how to begin. You see, I never talked on the radio.
Well, you've got to start sometime, Dad.
That's right. Jimmy only started talking on the radio 8 years ago.
Yeah, and he hasn't stopped talking since.
Mother, that goes on all the time.
Yeah, but I love him. I really do.
He owes you a lot. You know, without you, he couldn't have told that joke about the income tax.
Yeah.
And you must admit, Eddie, the joke was on you.
Yeah.
That's my son.
Yes, and if that's your son, the joke's on you. I'm only kidding, Mr. Wallington. You know, I really love Jimmy like a brother.
Of course you do. Someday, Eddie, we'd like to have you visit us at our home in Rochester, New York.
Sure, you can get things around Rochester. You can't get anywhere else.
Well, I know Rochester is a swell place, but I'd like to have you name me one thing that you got in Rochester that I can't get anywhere else.
Well, we got a boy there.
Yeah. All right. What time is the next train for Rochester?
You can't go now, Eddie.
No?
Remember, you said if we came out west, you'd show us the sights of Hollywood.
That's right, Eddie, you did.
Okay, I'll make good that promise. Tonight, we'll take you around Hollywood, and we'll broadcast as we go along.
But, Eddie, can you leave your office at this time?
Well, there's my switchboard operator. She can attend to everything. There's an intelligent girl. I'll just tell her we're leaving. I'll open the door and tell her that we're leaving.
Hello? This is the mayor's office. You want to get in pictures? the wrong mayor. You want Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Hello, Mayor Cantor's office. You want to see the mayor tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock? Well, I'm sorry, he'll be busy. The mayor's wife is coming to talk to him about buying a fur coat. Yes, at 9 o'clock. What's he going to be doing at 3 o'clock? Well, he'll still be busy trying to talk her out of it.
Yeah. Oh, operator, what are you doing tonight?
I'm sorry, you got the wrong connection.
No, wait a minute, you misunderstand. Can you stay here this evening while I take out the Wallingtons?
I can't hear you.
I say, can you stay here while I take out the Wallingtons tonight?
Louder, please.
Can you stay here while I take out the Wallingtons?
Oh, hello, Mayor. Well, what are you shouting about?
Well, you said you couldn't hear me.
Oh, I was talking to another goof on the line. Yep,
another goof? Nice language. I'd like you to remain at your switchboard tonight while I show Hollywood to the Wallingtons.
Can you get in the nice places?
What are you talking about? Can I get in the nice places? You forget I'm a celebrity here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The other night, one of my pictures was previewed in the theater. The place was jam-packed. Hundreds of people were standing. Do you know why?
Uh-huh. Bank night.
Yeah. Let's go. All right, everybody, come on. We'll go.
Say, Eddie, Renard wants to come along with us.
Well, let him come. After all, two is company and three is Renard. You really want to come along, Jack?
Yes, I believe it will be amusing to rub elbows with a hoi polloi.
Eddie Cantor, quit picking on Mr. Renard.
That's right. Say, here's the cab, Eddie.
Okay, Mr. Cab driver, do you know where Louis Prima's place is? You know the famous door. It's on the southwest corner of Vine and Willoughby.
What are you doing, learning me geography? Yeah. Hop in the cab. Come on. Hop in the cab, all of you. Hey, ain't you Eddie Cantor from the radio?
Yeah.
You know you're getting away with murder?
Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Hey, is that Jimmy Wallington?
Yeah.
Say, I like you on the radio, except when you talk.
Yep.
Hey, who's the old gent and the old lady?
That's me mother and father.
Hello, Pop. Hello, Mom.
Hello, buddy. What do you say you drive at the Prima's joint?
Father. Lay off of him, Jimmy.
Okay, playmates. Pour in the cab.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Wallington. I want to apologize for the driver.
It's okay by me. Give the mugger half a buck and let's scram.
Mugger! Well, here's Louis Prima's place. Wait here for us, driver, will you? I'll pay you later.
Yeah? Remember, I'm watching the back door, too. I had actors in my cab before.
Get away from here, will you?
Isn't this a quaint place?
Mother, this is the hottest place in town.
Good evening, Mr. Cantor.
Oh, hello, Joe. How about a table?
Right here.
Say, where's Jack Renard?
Oh, go get him, Jimmy. He's stuck in the cab door. I don't know. Mrs. Wallington, you know, this is one of the most famous places in Hollywood. This man, Louis Prima, is the hottest trumpet player in America.
Hot?
Hot? His DVDs are made of asbestos. Oh, look, he's getting ready to play now. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Here's Louis Prima right there.
There are only five men in the orchestra.
Yeah, but they play like 60.
Well, well, Mother, what did you think of him?
That man isn't hot. He sizzles.
I could stay here all night.
Well, you won't see Hollywood that way. Let's go.
Say, Eddie, pay the check, will you?
Yeah, that goes on all the time. Yeah. Good night, Joe. I'll give you your tip tomorrow.
That goes on all the time.
Where's our taxi?
Here I am.
Yeah, well, look, will you take us to the Hollywood Brown Derby?
Okay, this is it. The Hollywood Brown Derby.
You wait here for us, will you?
No, I better wait around the corner.
Around the corner? What for?
Oh, the people bother me for my autograph.
You go away.
On the level. I was standing in front of me cab yesterday, and one lady wanted to know if I was going to marry Mary Pickford.
She did?
Yeah, she said, are you engaged, buddy?
All right, come on. Come on, folks. Let's go into the derby,
Eddie
Let's
Cannon.
Go in.
And there's Jack Renard.
Jimmy Wallington.
Yeah, what about an autograph?
Yes, Mr. Cannon, we want an autograph.
Can we get an autograph?
Yeah, Mrs. Wallington, this goes on all the time.
That's because you're so popular.
Now, tell me, what is it you want, children?
Well, we want to know if you can get us an autograph from Jimmy Wallington and Jack Renard.
And that goes on all the time.
Yeah. All right, here's my signature.
And here's mine, too. Anyone else?
How come you people don't want my signature?
Oh, we got yours, Mr. Cantor. This week, we're just getting autographs from Stooges.
Oh, well, that goes on all the time, yes.
This way, Mr. Cantor. I have a booth for you.
Really, it's quite crowded, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are all these people divorced?
Divorced? Why, what makes you say that?
Well, Hollywood, you know, we're always hearing about people getting divorced.
Well, you're so wrong. Look. Right opposite us, that's Mr. and Mrs. Jimmy Gleason. They've been married over 25 years.
Oh, is that?
And good. That man paying his check, look, he's going out?
Yes.
He's been married 24 years. He's Gene Hirshhorn.
Oh, goodness.
And in the corner is John Bowles and his wife, married over 20 years. Why, Fred Stone has had the same wife for 32 years.
32 years?
Yes. You see the three women in that booth? The one with her back towards us wearing that blue hat?
Yes.
She's been married close to 23 years to one of the biggest men in Hollywood.
An actor?
One of the greatest of all time. And she'll never divorce him, and he'll never divorce her. She loves him as much now as when she first met him. And you can't blame her. He's handsome, he's liberal, a genius. Look, she's turning around now.
Why, she looks like Ida Cantor.
Looks like Ida. It is Ida. What's the matter? And look, we have a lot of celebrities here tonight. Sitting in the booth here, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the world's greatest composers, Oscar Strauss. I wonder if he wouldn't get up to take a bow. Get up, Mr. Strauss, will you? Speaking of Oscar Strauss, you know, he's here to do the music for my little boy, Bobby Breen. Oh, look, speaking about Bobby Breen, here's Bobby and Deanna over here in the booth. Children! Hello, kids.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Mayor Cantor.
What are you two doing here?
Well, you see, I'm treating Deanna to chow mein. But she's paying me back Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, that goes on all the time.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm taking Jimmy's mother and father around Hollywood, and that gives you two a night off.
Oh, see, that's too bad, because Deanna and I had a nice song with her. You want to hear?
But, Bobby, we couldn't sing it in the Brown Derby. There's no music.
Hey, listen, if you can find Oscar Strauss in the Brown Derby, you can find music. In radio, you can do anything. You want music? Listen, magic words. Music made. Boys, babe.
Romance.
just hold me tenderly. Will someone ever sing me a love song while we dance? Will the music ring?
Children, Bobby, here's a kiss for you, and Deanna, here's a surprise. I received a wire from James B. Allred, governor of the state of Texas, and I want you to listen. It says, on behalf of the state and the greater Texas and Pan American Exposition opening at Dallas, June 12th, I herewith name you, Eddie Cantor, my personal representative to commission Miss Deanna Durbin, honorary Tejanita of the Corps of Texas Girls, who will act as official hostesses for our 1937 International Exposition. Deanna, no one could be better suited to represent to all of the nations of the Western Hemisphere the ideal American girl. So long, children.
Well, Eddie.
Yep.
What do you say we go? I paid the check.
You paid the check?
Yes, I signed your name.
That goes on all the time. Wait a minute. Where's our cab driver?
Wait till I finish reading my Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh,
come on. Let's get going.
Yeah.
Eddie, as long as I'm not playing music, couldn't you give me that line, "Let's get going"?
You want the line? All right, Renard. You can have it. Go ahead.
Thanks. Let's get going. Yippee!
Wait a minute. Why did you add that yippee?
Oh, it's the tomboy in me.
Oh, get away from me, will you, please?
Eddie?
Yep?
What street is this we're driving on?
Oh, we're driving here. This is Sunset Boulevard. This part here is called the Strip.
You want to go to a burlesque show?
No.
Well, Eddie, here's the Trocadero. What do you say we stop, huh?
Oh, you can't stop. Trocadero, you can't get in Sunday night. It's crowded. We'll drop in tomorrow. You know, it's a swell place, Mrs. Wallington. I want to tell you something. The Trocadero, the food. I don't know how they do it for the money. You get a steak this thick. And this big, big enough really for two people, for $70. I wonder if... I don't tell you. Really, with ketchup, $73.50. I know a fellow who had a half of a filet mignon left, and he traded it in for a Buick. I'm fooling. Really, it's a grand plate. Driver, the Palomar, please.
Say, Eddie, do you realize that I haven't done anything to sell fire chief gasoline tonight?
Oh, that goes on.
Eddie, you know my father spends more time behind the wheel of his automobile than he does in his own home. He's a traveling salesman and covers most of the United States. What he says about gasoline must be important.
Well, here's the way I figure. Farmers use more equipment to save money. Shopkeepers buy in large quantities so that both they and we can save money. Businessmen plan their business so they can save. And traveling as I do from coast to coast with the opportunity to try many different gasolines, I use Fire Chief gasoline for the same reason. I find that it saves me money. You know, to me, Fire Chief is like many gasolines in one. It's quick starting, lively, powerful, and you get more miles from every gallon.
That's right, Dad, and here's why that is. Fire Chief was made for fire engines and ambulances, and they demand the utmost power from every drop of gasoline. There's no waste in Fire Chief. No, sir. And remember, it costs no more than the gasoline you are now using.
Here it is, folks, the Palomar.
Mr. and Mrs. Wallington, this is the largest nightclub in the world. Ted Fiorita and his band are playing there now, and people love it. Will you wait here, driver?
Hey, are you going in to enjoy yourself?
Well, certainly I am.
Well, what about me?
Look, I can't worry about you.
A capitalist.
A capitalist? I'm no capitalist.
Well, what you do on the radio ain't labor.
Isn't this a lovely place?
Look, look, look. Ted Fiorita's getting ready to play. Here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next number is dedicated to the Girl Scouts of America, who are celebrating this week their 25th anniversary.
Are you blushing?
Am I embarrassed?
Why, what happened?
I was walking across the dance floor.
Yes?
The manager tapped me on the shoulder and said, I'm sorry, but we don't allow two men dancing together.
Oh, sit down, Jack, will you please?
Eddie, it's awfully nice of you to take us out tonight, but we really hate to take you away from Texaco Town.
Say, with my switchboard operator on the job, I haven't a thing to worry about. She's the most intelligent girl I've had all the
time. Hello, this is Mayor Cantor's office. No, his secretary ain't in. Who? The city treasurer? Well, he ain't in either. No one's in. I'm sorry. Hello, operator. Give me spasm 3099. Gee, I never seen a fail. When the boss leaves, no one ever shows up for work. When the cat's away, the mice act like rats. Hello, Walpole. This is me. Is that you? I was hard up for something to do, so I called you up to tell you what happened last night. Yeah. Well, me and Ma went to a movie on account of Pa won't never take her, and somebody's got to be the goat once in a while. The old man never stops to think that Ma cooks over a hot stove all day while he has it easy working in a nice cool sewer. Oh, say, we seen part of a swell picture. Huh? No, we never seen all of it on account of being put out of the theater, but what we seen was good. What happened? Well, Ma started something, and you know Ma. She'll fight at the drop of a hat, and if she ain't got a hat, she'll lend you one to drop. But you can't blame her for last night. The woman in back of her kept shoving her feet in back of Ma's seat and pushing. Wouldn't have been so bad if she hadn't had the hiccups. Well, Opal, when Ma stood as much as she could, she said, Madam, will you please put your feet where they belong? And the woman in back said, step out in the aisle and I will. Well, Ma wouldn't take that from a caterpillar with a mustache. She called her a washed-out blonde, and the woman called Ma a loud-mouthed hussy, and the fight begun. It's a good thing Ma won a set of dishes last night. When she got through, all she had left was a cup and saucer. Well, they finally dragged the woman off Ma and out of the theater. Well, everything would have been swell then, but Ma started lighting matches under the seats to find her false teeth. Yeah, and some smart guy yells out, you can burn the place quicker with gasoline and a blowtorch. Well, Ma was mad anyhow, so she yells back, button your lip, brother, or I'll button it for you. I said, Ma, remember your temper. Count from 1 to 10. She did, and she got up to 8 when somebody hollered, Screeno, and it began all over again. Then a she-usher in pants says to Ma, you'll have to be quiet, madam, or leave the theater. Ma says back, girlie, it'll take 10 like you to put me out. So she calls 9 others, and the struggle begun. They tried to pull Ma out, but she grabbed a hold of the seat and hangs on screaming, I paid for this seat, and if I go out, the seat goes with me. Sure enough, we all went out together. What's more, they never let us back in to find Ma's bridge work. And all I got to say is, whoever sits on him is going to get bit in seat 1, center aisle. Well, goodbye, kiddo, and keep your nose out of mouse traps. Goodbye now.
Oh, listen, listen. Fiorita's going to speak. Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight at the Palomar, I have some of my best friends. Here's Jimmy Wallington, Jack Renard, and...
We want Dadler.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Ted. You know, we've been having a delightful evening at your place. Well, all right. I'll tell you what... All right, we're going to do this 1 and 2, huh? With the retard on the second chord. Accompanied by Fiorita and his orchestra, I'm going to sing something I've never sung before.
Heard a sermon, what a sermon, preached by Parson Brown. Tell it to ya. Told each mister, time to settle down. Hallelujah. Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper. Now the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their prize a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. You'll find it simply delicious to help with the dishes. Now's the time to fall in love. Sweets are much cheaper, movie seats are much cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. A talky scene tender to make her surrender. You should take advantage of. When the pictures overtake her where it's quiet, just remember what the hero did and try it. You're not a tailor or Gable, but do what you're able. Now's the time to fall in love.
Eddie Cantor, we've had a lot of fun tonight seeing Hollywood.
And we do appreciate
it. Oh, but look, folks, we just started. Of course, right now we haven't the time. But next Sunday, we'll show you Hollywood that is Hollywood. And right now, we only have time to say...
I love to spend each Sunday with you.
Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Nine p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.